This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night, time once again for our Wired Wednesday feature, where we talk about all things techie. And joining us as always on a Wednesday night, local tech expert John Beeler. Good to talk with you, John. How are you?
Great. Good evening, Ben.
Hi. Let's get to it. You know, many people here in Metro Vancouver, especially during this time of year, they cycle, and during this time of year, visibility is an issue. But I understand there's something out there called the Blaze Bike Light that can help. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting piece of technology that actually just got picked up by a large bike sharing service in London, England. And what the Blaze Bike Light is it's a traditional bike light that you mount on your handlebars, but it projects not just a light for oncoming traffic to see you, it also projects about 10 feet in front of your bike a little hologram or a pictogram of the bike. So, you know, the bike symbol that you see in the bike lanes? So the biggest problem that a lot of cyclists have is cars don't see them, so they turn left and basically cut off the bicyclist. And so this thing actually projects on the ground right around where that trouble spot would be. So as a car is looking to turn and they don't see in their blind spot where the cyclist is, they actually see this pictogram that's sort of moving with the cyclist.
And these the Blaze Bike Light, that's available right now?
It is, yeah. It's about $125.
Very neat. I understand, too, there's a new app. We talked last week about some 3D printing technology on your smartphone. But there's a new app that allows people to create 3D animations and videos for Instagram.
Yeah, this is a really neat app, and it just came out very recently, and I've been playing with it over the course of holidays. And one of the neat things about it is it's it kind of lets you use, without any extra equipment, create bullet time type videos where you have a photo that you can actually see around the corner, if you will. It's hard to describe over the radio, but basically you can create a 3D animation of an object simply by moving your phone as you're recording this little video clip. And then you can export it from the app directly into Instagram as a looping animation video, or even as a GIF that you can post on Facebook and other things like that.
Yeah, and that's available now too?
Yeah, and it's called the Slide Camera.
Slide Camera.
Yeah, it's about $2.
Okay. And finally, with about a minute to go, I saw this actually on the news the other day, an interesting concept by police in Tokyo to intercept drones.
Yeah, very recently at the presidential palace in Japan, protesters used a drone to fly a little piece of radioactive sand as a protest of Japan's nuclear policies. And so the Japanese government sort of had to come up with a solution to deal with these drones that may or may not be flown by everyday people. So what they did is they created this interceptor drone that has a giant net that it pulls along behind it, so it can actually capture the drone, and the drone doesn't actually get disabled and fall to the ground. It gets captured in the net so that if it does have some nuclear material in it, like this recent one did, they have a way of capturing it and then safely getting rid of it.
I guess airports could use it too to keep drones away from air traffic.
Yeah, it's a little unclear from what I've read whether or not this is like an automated system or this is actually a human control thing. But yeah, definitely airports have a big issue with these rogue drones that just sort of fly into their airspace and potentially get in the way of the incoming flights.
All right, John, that's all of our time. We'll talk to you again next week. That's John Beeler, local tech expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday each week right here on the News 1130 Evening Show. Coming up next on News 1130 in 60 seconds, traffic and weather together on the ones.